President Bush this morning nominated John W. Snow to be the next Treasury Secretary. Snow is the chairman of CSX Corporation. He would replace Paul O'Neill, who announced his resignation Friday. The president talked about his nomination of Snow at the White House today.
Today I'm pleased to announce my nominee for the Secretary of the Treasury. John Snow has excelled as a business leader, an expert on economic policy, an academic, and as a public servant. He'll be a superb member of my cabinet.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne joins me now. Good morning, Don.
Good morning.
What do you know about the new nominee?
He is 63 years old. As you said, he's a railroad man, or more specifically, a freight and transportation guy as chair of CSX. That was once the Chessie system. Before that, CNO, if we want to go into the railroad history. He made $20 million last year, so this job will be a bit of a pay cut. He is also yet another Ford administration official to join this White House. The others most notable are Cheney and Rumsfeld. Snow was an undersecretary of the Department of Transportation back in the mid-70s. He's got a PhD in economics. He's been very active in the business world, running CSX for the past decade, but also heading up the Business Roundtable, which is that group of 250 chief executives who promote pro-business policies. And he is said to be quite a salesman who should be very effective working the Hill.
Well, it didn't take very long to replace Paul O'Neill.
Resignation accepted Friday, new nominee on Monday. They either vetted this guy really fast, record speed, or this has been in the works for a while, likely the latter, because there's been criticism of the Bush economic team for quite some time. But it's also the fact that he's not an unknown quantity. Not only has he worked in administrations past, he's headed up commissions looking into the savings and loan crisis and been a very visible player. So they feel pretty confident that there won't be any big surprises with this guy.
What kind of questions can Snow expect during the Senate confirmation process?
A lot of questions about his view of the economy and how things are going. And he's promoted a balanced budget feverishly in the past. Back when he headed the Business Roundtable in the mid-90s, he talked about the need to eliminate budget deficits, called them a sort of Damocles hanging over the nation's economy. Of course, the budget was balanced, and the deficits disappeared only to return this year. So he'll certainly be asked about that. He is also a member of the Augusta National Golf Club, which does not admit women members, has been in the news. He'll be asked about that, I'm sure, though the White House said today they don't think that's the kind of thing that would be a disqualifying factor.
What does President Bush expect from Jon Snow he didn't get from Paul O'Neill?
First, he expects somebody whose public statements will be a little more controlled, a little more guarded, somebody who won't contradict him. Today, the president talked about the economy in very much a glass-is-half-full sense. He mentioned that inflation is low and that mortgage rates are still at record lows. He didn't mention that, for example, the unemployment numbers took a jump to 6% last week. And Snow kind of echoed those positive statements, but he will have to really push for tax cuts on Capitol Hill, which is something that Paul O'Neill was quite ambivalent about.
And who will replace Larry Lindsey, the economic advisor?
That announcement could come tomorrow. Looks like it'll be Stephen Friedman, who's a former co-chair of the investment bank Goldman Sachs. And that announcement is forthcoming, but nothing specific on that yet out of the White House here today.
NPR White House correspondent Don Gagne.